why are we doing this podcast?
That's a good question, Chip.
You know, we've been off for a number of months now, but we really thought with our new theme for the year of We Over Me and the unity that we're promoting with the congregation and the fellowship that we're promoting, we just thought it would be great to kick this back off and to really get to know each other a little bit better.
Yeah, the podcast began back during the quarantine times, right? We got together in this little room and got to know our brothers and sisters a little bit better, and I think it's a great thing. Great thing to build unity and edify one another.
So that's the answer to the question.
That's it.
We hope you guys enjoy it. Hope you get something out of it. We certainly do.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Three,
I've got to count it.
Start this over.
That's right.
He always counts us in.
Okay, 3, 2.
Yeah, it's the 3FC.
It's a podcast. And podcast. All of that was recorded. You counted us in on the episode. We're live.
Oh, good. All right.
We're here.
Very good. We're on.
The entry J's. The gentries.
Yes, the gentries are here.
Our guests.
That's right.
Yay.
Happy Welcome.
Thank you. We're glad to be here.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
We weren't sure we were going to get this episode even launched.
Why?
Well, we're not supposed to talk about it, but yeah, we're here.
There we go.
And they're here. And now we're talking.
It did take a while to get us on, though. You
yes.
asked a number of times.
We've been asking for like 5 years.
You never said no.
Yeah. We haven't even been here
was
for
it
5 years.
Scheduling? Like what happened? What?
They never said no.
Right.
Yeah, we just, always wanted to do yeah. it. Yeah. Just, and yeah, I guess it was scheduling
yeah.
for everyone.
Well, and we stopped doing it for a while. That's
and
probably our fault.
And they're busier than us.
Yes.
I don't know.
I no, think they
that's
are.
That's definitely not true.
No.
I think they are.
Matt's just in hiring season at work, so he's got candidates coming
out
in.
Out of town occasionally.
Yeah.
But not mm-hmm. this year.
Mm. Yeah. So many questions. I don't know where to begin.
Well,
at the beginning.
Was the word.
And the
it was
word
a beautiful thing.
Was God.
You guys are here in Gainesville. This is not your rodeo, so to speak, in terms of moving around. How'd you guys end up here? Thank you for being a part of the Glen Springs family, by mm-hmm. the way.
Yes, thank you.
No brainer when we walked in the door.
Yeah, there was no question.
Yeah, of where we were
we
heading when we got here.
We didn't go anywhere
but,
else.
You know, how did we get to Gainesville? Came through Lexington.
Yep.
So mm-hmm. I was at University of Kentucky for a dozen years.
Can we pause for 3 seconds? Listen.
Threefold cord pause.
Yeah.
What is happening with their basketball program right now?
Oh, boy. It's
never happened.
Three losses at home. Right?
Are you a Kentucky basketball fan?
She grew up a Kentucky fan.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, I was obnoxious. I had this, I was so proud of this sweatshirt that was ridiculous. I mean, the yep. letters were this large, mm-hmm. 12 inches, let's yep. just say,
mm-hmm.
all the way across from yep. one wrist all the way to the other. Kentucky!
Wow. Yeah.
I couldn't talk basketball with people from church. I would get so annoyed with yeah. them that I didn't talk sports. It's not that bad here. You guys yeah. might think it's bad, but. It's not as bad as Lexington.
We won't
That's
talk
surprising.
Too many sports,
yeah.
so Steve doesn't get upset. I just wanted to pause. I just wasn't sure what was happening with that. Okay, you guys came from Lexington.
And before that, we were in San Diego for about 6 years. And before that, Syracuse for about six
wow.
years. And before that, Indiana.
Where we met at University of Evansville.
Yeah.
Evansville, Indiana. That's
yeah.
where Mead Johnson Nutrition is, who I work for.
Ah.
Oh.
So I didn't know y'all were from okay. Evansville.
The yeah. HQ.
The HQ.
Yeah, that's right.
The HQ. So let's go there. How did you all meet? Tell us that story.
You do that.
Okay.
Yeah, you do a better
Can
job.
Can we go before
that.
That even?
Sure.
Could we go like where you grew up even? Could we start there?
I grew yeah. up in Southern Illinois.
Illinois. Okay.
Middle of cornfield.
And I'm from Louisville, Kentucky.
Mm.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kentucky born and bred.
Yes.
Yeah.
But not interested yeah. in Louisville. You went Wildcats. What happened?
Yeah, because that's a huge,
that's a huge thing. That's like if
what
you
happened there.
Never Nervous Purvis was there in the
yes, oh, Purvis yes. Ellison.
Yes. Now Purvis. I was a bandwagoner during that episode
it was
with
like Denny Crum,
with University
right?
of Louisville yeah. Basketball.
He looked like a turtle.
But if truth be told, I'm sure the reason I became a Kentucky fan was because probably Rex Chapman. I probably had a
yes.
crush on him.
I had a crush
could,
on Rex.
That guy could ball, man.
He could. Yeah.
I wanted to crush him.
Yeah, he was great. He was
yeah,
great.
He was
yeah.
too good.
I'm sure it was all about a guy.
Sure.
It was too Phoenix good. Suns.
Yeah.
Yeah, NBA. Okay.
Yep. Okay.
All right,
so,
now fast forward. Now we're yeah. going meeting. Okay.
Yeah, so we met at University of Evansville, Purple
okay.
Aces.
Yeah.
I was in the physical therapy program.
I was kind of lost for a bit.
In the
then,
lost program.
And then found myself.
Lost in what way? What do you mean?
You know, I grew up first-generation college student.
Okay.
Didn't really know that you could go to school for, you know, to find what you loved. You went to school for vocation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like get a white-collar job. That was the goal.
Mm-hmm.
And the white-collar jobs I looked at, I didn't really like, including physical therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was a little lost for about 2 years, I guess.
And then our fifth year of school, his roommates were some of my physical therapy classmates.
Mm-hmm.
So we knew of each other, but I think he was interested in getting to know me through his roommates, my classmates.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And we mutually knew that each other was going to be at the library one evening studying.
Pretty nerdy way to
The books, it's the way to go.
Library.
Yeah.
I like that.
Brains.
It's even worse. We met at the microfish machine.
Oh, wow. Where you make, like, you read stuff.
The microfish.
Exactly.
I was doing research on, I finally found myself and was kind of researching a project, and she comes up to me and asks what I'm doing, and I said, doing research, and she responded.
Oh, man, I hate research. That's my least favorite class.
I said, that's probably what I'm going to do with the rest of my life.
So. Nice to meet you.
Immediately wanted to take my foot out of my mouth.
Yeah.
And I recovered somehow with a little bit of dignity. And he eventually asked me out on a date. So
How did you find yourself? So like when you say that you loved research, what was it?
You know, I didn't know. I thought you had to go to undergrad to then go to med school.
Right.
And so I was taking all these classes and I didn't like them.
Yeah.
And then I had an upper level biochemistry course and it's like, wow, this just kind of makes sense.
Okay.
This isn't really hard.
I've never had that feeling in my life with upper level
biochemistry.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I had to ask.
No, and I'm totally comfortable with not being the smartest guy in the room, and that would apply for the three of us.
Usually he is, guys.
Biochem. I know that nearly broke me, but I did get a B in that class.
Did you?
But that wasn't something. No, I did enjoy it. It was, you know, the different spatial capacity in your head.
The anatomy stuff gets me, but I can handle. Yeah, biochem is good.
God is good. It gives us all different talents.
Yeah, everyone's got
a blessing.
Thanks for that. Yeah, that's right. I would have been lost day one.
So Sandy, you said, I hate research. I love research. I'm going to do it for the rest of my life.
I wish I could remember how I recovered from that.
Yeah. But obviously you did. Here you are.
Yeah, you're fine. Yeah.
20.
You made it.
You got the guy.
20 years later, plus 6 years of dating. Yeah. So it's been a while.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the 6 years of dating. Was that, how did that go? Because that's a long dating period.
It's a little tumultuous.
Okay.
Yeah.
What happened?
There's nonverbal cues going on, so you can't see them.
Yeah.
So I already said we met in our fifth year of school. So mm-hmm. in order for us to determine if we were going to have a relationship, I was going to have to move to follow him to grad school. So within 2 months of us knowing each other, I decided to move to Syracuse, New York, where we could continue a relationship. And we, I don't know, how many times did we break up?
Well,
four times?
Four, probably.
In the
6 years.
6 years?
Yeah.
Almost always over religious differences. Like I grew up very strong.
I was
going to
say, let's dissect these four breakups.
This is fun.
Matt squirming.
Yeah, religion and politics.
Right. That'll get you. So broke up four times. I mean, that's like, all right, this probably isn't going to work.
I know, like you're going to quit, right?
Right.
And,
it's the story of grace.
And one of the times, it was a breakup over religion. She then applied to do traveling physical therapy so you could get your license in other states. The only job that she gets is like in the town my mom lives in.
Mm.
So I chose to live with his mom in order for me to make more hourly wage. Like if I didn't have to supply housing for myself, I could make even more per hour as a therapist. So I'm like, okay, that's fine. I like his mom. I can live there.
Within like 20 minutes of Syracuse.
Yeah.
And so it's like, you got to be kidding.
It was like God bringing us back together.
Yeah.
It was meant to be.
But I grew up with a strong Lutheran faith. And so when he started trying to teach me a little bit different way. He didn't always have the best strategies.
It's not the kindest of hearts in terms of teaching.
Tough love.
Mm. Yeah, I wouldn't. it was not the way you should roll it out. Let's just say that.
It was tough.
It's it was interesting
because we're often taught what we should teach, but not how. Right? There's a how to it.
I had no how. Right? And we clashed. Yeah. We were both very stubborn. We were both very set in our ways.
And for at least the first three breakups, I would stay in Syracuse and we would try and live separately. Mm-hmm. Yet our friends were the same.
Yeah.
We'd always end up back together. So thus the final breakup, we decided mutually that one of us was going to have to leave town and that was going to have to be me because he was still in grad school. So yeah, I left and then God brought us back together. Yeah.
You realize how long after she left when you went, uh-oh.
Good question.
What have I done?
I wish I had a great answer to this, but I don't. I mean, I can throw myself into work and ignore almost everything else in my life.
Compartmentalization.
Which is not healthy.
No.
at all, right?
Yeah.
It's something that I've gotten a little bit under control. But at that stage of my career, well, not at all.
Well, and so, and let's just add that breakup number three probably was when he decided, this one probably wasn't over religious stuff. This was, I can't marry you. I'm going to marry science.
Yeah.
And I just looked at him like, okay, whatever. That is completely foolish, but if that's what you're going to say,
okay, I'll walk away. Were you serious when you said that, or was it?
I was serious.
But you have married science in a sense.
Yeah.
And your beautiful, lovely wife.
Yeah.
The cake and eating it. So let's talk about a great birth. What about like when you got baptized? There's a story there.
Oh, yeah. So
that's a good one. This is better.
Yeah.
So this was taking place during grad school. At some point, you know, Matt and I felt like if we were going to, you know, continue to have this relationship go towards marriage, it was both of our preferences that we not split up on a Sunday morning.
Yeah.
It wasn't going to be healthy for me to go to Lutheran service and him to go to Church of Christ. So I was like, okay, I'll start coming to service with you. So for a period of time, I was doing both services and then started studying with an elder and his wife at the church in Syracuse.
And also the Lutheran minister.
Eventually added in the Lutheran minister.
So we would do a Tuesday night with one, Thursday night with the other.
I like it.
And probably,
Matt, you grew up COC.
I did. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're on the same page with all of us. This is the outer that we brought in. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm on the same page too. Count me in.
But it was actually the Lutheran minister that had some of the critical insights to get her to see where she was at and where she wanted to go. Right.
Yeah. After about a year of studying, I was kind of a hard nut to crack. we were studying Romans and
awesome.
It was excellent study. I was thinking a lot and then a conversation with the Lutheran minister convinced me that I needed to make a switch. I asked him, so why is it that Lutherans feel like we can baptize infants when it's not in the Bible? And he said, he sat there for a moment and he pondered his answer and he said, well, Sandy, being Lutheran means that you have to be comfortable living in the gray. And the light bulb went off, and I was like, okay, gray's not my color.
Yeah.
It comes to my eternal salvation. So,
I love that.
What a beautiful answer and an even better response.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
I like the color, but
say the quiet part
not
out loud.
Related to
thank you. I appreciate
faith.
That.
Yeah.
People do that. So good for you.
Yeah. Thank
and
you.
Again, good for y'all.
Yeah. No, it was a relationship worth fighting for, definitely.
Yeah.
All good things are. You have
so
a child.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, before we get to Gabriella. Oh,
no child. Not yet.
Was it, you were raised Lutheran, and then you were old enough, clearly, when you decided to, you know, start coming to church and convert to Christianity. How did your family, you know, what was that like when you told them I'm no longer going to be a part of the Lutheran church? And
well, and to set up just a little bit more is the Lutheran background. I mean, the family went to Lutheran College.
Okay.
Valparaiso.
Okay.
They could trace their roots back to a Lutheran minister back in Germany and Switzerland. Mm. So this was very deep.
Yeah.
I think Erwin Lutzer. Mm.
And there's a lot of similarities, actually. There are Lutheran. A lot of similarities. Very very close. Very close on a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're not that far apart
not at all.
With everyone. Yeah. You know, it's 80-20 rule.
And that's the issue. You have to point out the similarities and then work towards some of the differences. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But my family handled it well. Mm-hmm. We took a little bit of time to tell them, just for, I think, us to work it out how we would bring it up, because we didn't want to hurt anyone's feelings and we were certainly concerned about, you know, relationships. So, mm-hmm. But yeah.
And we wanted to continue the religious conversation with them as well.
Right. But I like that Matt saw the Lutheran side of it too. You know, you wanted to learn more about what she believed and what, you know, what she was going through too. It wasn't just all one-sided, because I think that's important, is to, you know, sort of cover all your bases when it comes to that.
Yeah, no, agreed. It was a very useful time in our life.
Yes. Yeah.
Cool.
Okay, Chip, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No.
And you look great again today, by the way.
Yeah, let's talk
with your pink shirt on. Yeah.
You're dressed. Obviously, you didn't do yard work this time like the last episode.
No, this is what I wore to church.
Valentine's Day.
The tie.
But Valentine's week. You look good, man.
Yeah, you do.
You look good. Your hair is perfect again. Your beard's perfectly trimmed.
Why is your nickname Chip?
That's a good question.
That's a really good question.
Well, I don't know how long ago this was. Do you remember the year?
It was absurd. It was when Florida played Tennessee.
Well, first off, I give everyone nicknames. I mean, it's just
that is your thing. I've heard that.
Ryan's 40th.
Was it Ryan's 40th?
I think so.
We decided watching a Florida Tennessee football game that at every commercial we were going to do a certain number of push-ups until we reached 1,000
in a day
during the game, and so I watched him chip away at 1,000 push-ups. And I just said from there on, I was just going to call him Chip, because I sort of watched him do that.
And I love that nickname.
Never stop fighting.
Yeah, so now...
Eat the elephant.
Right. So now he's...
Out of time.
Yeah, he's Chip now.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
Fight for it.
That's right.
Well done.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Never done it again.
Right. I was one and done.
Never been asked to
like
do
Kentucky
it
basketball, one nickname. And done. Yeah.
The nickname is hope.
It did.
Yeah.
It did. Okay, sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt
you. No, I was
just
saying, with children, you guys have a beautiful child.
Yeah, Gabriella, she's a sweetheart.
Born in San Diego, that part of our life.
San Diego's beautiful.
Now, you were in San Diego for your postdoc?
I was.
Okay.
Yep, went out there after grad school.
It was a great place to live. And underrated as far as churches go.
Yeah.
When we were getting ready to leave, everyone in Syracuse was saying, oh, we feel so bad for you. And what are you going to do? It's California. It's all wicked out there. That wasn't the case.
We had a lot of great options.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, were you practicing physical therapy as well?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I was working. I worked full time in Syracuse and all the way through San Diego until Gabriella was born. And then we started trying for me to stay at home. And it's really expensive out there.
On a postdoc salary. Yeah.
After
no doubt.
After a few months of being at home full time, I ended up going back to work 2 days a week about in order to help get us through. And we left San Diego just in the nick of time.
Yeah,
the housing market was crashing and literally, yes, we used our savings to keep me at home. And we felt lucky to get out of there without being in debt.
Very blessed. Yeah.
With the housing market crash in 2008.
2008.
Wow.
Mm. Yep.
Yeah.
I remember that. Yeah, providence comes in many forms. Beautiful thing.
Yeah.
So then it was off to Lexington?
Yes. Well, I interviewed at a number of spots and had a few offers, and it came down to Dallas, Texas, or Lexington.
Okay.
And family reasons really drove us to Lexington, and the science was good there, too. You could have a good work-life balance. And so that's what put us... into Lexington then, at UK.
Yeah. Do you know that Jason, you and Matt are both Cowboys fans?
I was going to say, that's Chip's favorite city. We've, Dallas.
Can we talk about that for just 3 seconds? Sure. Sorry, Steve. Yeah. If we said no sports, it's another sports. Really, it's one okay. and done. Speaking of one and done,
yeah,
there's no greater franchise than one and done Cowboys.
Right, since the Tony Romo era, right?
Death, taxes, and a first-round exit.
Yes. Yeah. I've told Hayes, keep your expectations on the floor.
Yep.
Dak Prescott, God bless him. I love him as a person.
Yep.
But son,
yep.
we need it in the playoffs. I want to be playing tonight. I don't even know if I'm going to watch.
Tell Jason who we got to ride the elevator with when we went back for our second visit.
Oh, that's right. The owner. We were
Jerry Jones.
We were on there with Jerry.
We rode an elevator with Jerry Jones.
Yeah. I couldn't speak. Yep. I was speechless.
Yeah.
what could you say? He hasn't already heard.
Yeah.
You could say, how you doing?
Hey, hello, sir. Really? First round again?
You would say that.
Yeah, right. I would say
that.
This was in 2008, though.
Yeah.
So it wasn't as bad back then.
I went to chiropractic school in Dallas. Michelle and I lived out there for 3 years. Mm-hmm. And part of the reason was because that was the Cowboys were there. That was really, truth be told, one of the reasons why we're going to Dallas. How great is this? This was Aikman, Emmett, Irvin.
The Moose. Really,
the Moose.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah.
Prime time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
The heyday.
Those were good years.
Those were great years. It's been nothing ever since.
No, well, you had your time.
That's right.
Everyone else needs to have that opportunity.
Now you can listen to Tony Romo as a...
And I love him as a commentator.
He's a savant, a football savant.
But I love listening to him.
He's not so savanty these days.
His voice bothers
In my opinion.
You don't like the voice, the raspiness?
Well, no, he used to be able to predict what was coming, what was going to happen. He can't do that anymore because stuff's changed so much. If you notice that.
I have noticed that.
Yeah. The predictions are wrong now.
He's like Punxsutawney Phil. 40% right.
Who are y'all going for in the Super Bowl tonight?
Niners.
Okay.
Niners. It's more anti-Chiefs.
Okay,
do
you hate the Chiefs? What's happening there? Why do you hate the Chiefs?
So my daughter and I were big Mets fans. So I like the whole family, right?
I married into,
okay.
had to become a Mets fan.
Meet the Mets.
Yeah, there you go.
Meet the Mets.
You got it. Yeah. You got it, yeah.
That's all I know.
And Gabrielle and I, we went to the World Series back in 2015 in Kansas City.
Oh.
And she has this burning hatred for kids that just kind of we've adopted.
Because
Kansas City beat the Mets.
And kicked them. I mean, that was the final game.
Now, was it a bad experience?
So no, it was fun.
Kansas City fans weren't rude?
No, they were nice. They were real. Actually, they gave us grace. They moved us up in the stadium. We were on the third row down the third baseline.
Nice. Wow.
People just gave us their seats.
Midwestern friendliness.
Yeah. That doesn't happen in Lexington.
They apologized for winning.
Yeah.
I mean.
No, really.
That's amazing.
We're sorry. It came our way.
Yeah, that's funny.
Traveling
home. That is so anti your experience. In Lexington.
And in
at the football.
Oh, yeah. It's so anti my experience. They don't do that in Lexington, Matt.
I don't know why.
It's so weird.
They don't.
It's so weird. When they win for the first time since, 1932 or whatever, and you're in the stands and you're up in the, nosebleeds.
You experienced that too, right?
Yeah, and you think that the place is going to collapse.
Yeah.
And then as they're walking out, you're like, oh, congratulations. They weren't nice to us at all. They were not nice to us at all. And Jackson looked at me and goes, Dad, they just won. Why are they so angry?
It was terrible. We'll leave it at that. Steve, I'm so sorry. This has turned into
But Dan Mullen owes me money. But anyways, okay, we're good. All right, moving on.
Now, we've got such dear friends in Lexington.
Yeah.
The Butlers and the Barkers, Kim and Teddy. Just deep Kentucky roots.
We know
the Harveys in Louisville,
Of
course. Tons of people. Bowling Green.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Emma was there. Mm-hmm. Nashville. So that. I love the fact, aside from the fans,
right?
We love so many
some good people there.
Absolutely,
in Kentucky.
Agree.
Yeah.
So we're anti-Chiefs.
Yeah.
Because of being
all in for the Mets.
That makes sense.
Right. Yeah. Gabrielle's middle name is Shea after Shea Stadium.
Oh, Shea Stadium.
See, that's just incredible.
Yes. Okay. Did you all name her after the stadium, or how did that come about?
Well, I kind of pulled one over.
He pulled one over on me.
Okay.
Yeah. So I.
You didn't know that was the stadium name.
You used another angle.
Oh yeah,
I missed that somehow.
Okay.
So in postdoc in San Diego, I'm pregnant, and he's at work with all of his postdoc
guys. We're having
friends.
Lunch.
They're having lunch, and he comes home and he tells me, "Oh, honey, the guys and I today we thought of perfect middle name." And he said, Shay. Oh, and he said, it means consecrated to God.
Yeah, in Gaelic.
And of in course, Gaelic. I'm like,
brilliant. He was researching that on the way home.
That's what is beautiful. His name? And
hopefully something good. Yeah.
I love it. So I'm all in.
Right.
And then probably, I don't know, at least 3 months after she's been born, he says to me, do you not know what the guys and I were doing? Like, do you not know?
Because I thought she was joking.
What? Oh, it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's Shay Stadium.
It's so good.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So good.
So blame it on the pregnancy hormones. But yeah, I had no brain at that point other than just to say,
that's a good one you pulled
off.
Yeah.
It could have been worse. It could have been Daryl.
The straw that stirs the Mets. Right. I remember that on Sports Illustrated.
We were all about the meaning of the names, though. That was pretty important
Shay.
To us.
Yeah,
so
it is a good name.
It is
beautiful.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. And now we have another Mets fan in the family.
Beautiful.
Talk about disappointment. I mean,
yeah.
We can leave it at that.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't know about you two. Mm-hmm. We know this is to Matt. Like, we know you do smart things. What do you do? I don't know what
I don't. I have no idea. I know you're a genius.
No, just
and that's all I really need to know. But I would like to know what you do and what a typical day maybe looks like. Just sort of, yeah. Yeah. First off, describe to people what you do.
So I work at UF in the College of Medicine.
Okay,
and I'm in the biochemistry and molecular biology department there. Moved here with a team of about 15 folks from Kentucky. And I, in addition to having my own lab and doing research there, I'm also the chair of the department. And so, you know, I spend about 50% of my time on each, 50% on helping the department get to where it needs to go and then doing my own research. And so on the research side, I look at rare diseases and try to figure out what goes wrong in those diseases and then how to potentially correct those. Mm.
Okay.
Just so we're clear, that's a very, very basic description for you and me. Yeah. Jason understands.
Yeah.
For
no, it sounds like English.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Thank you, Matt. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
The primary disease he works on is called Lafora disease, and it's a type of epilepsy that is fatal. Most epilepsies aren't. You can take medicine and live a normal life, but this one
the kids develop normally for about a decade. They then get epilepsy. They go through about 5 years of Alzheimer's-like dementia, and then by the time they die, they're completely incapacitated in their early 20s. And so as a postdoc, I figured out what the genes that are mutated in the disease do. And so, you know, the genes encode proteins, and proteins are sort of the molecular machines of a cell. They do the work inside of a cell. And so as a postdoc, I figured that piece out and then started my lab at Kentucky to work on that. And now we're taking here at Florida what we learned from that rare disease and applying it to more common diseases.
At the AAV headquarters.
At the AAV, yeah, exactly. Yeah, UF is well known for gene therapy, one of the top places in the world for developing that. And so we're looking at Alzheimer's disease and a couple of different kinds of cancer now. So you get... What the rare diseases can tell you is how processes go awry in a cell and then what happens from that. And it's more simple than a complex disease like Alzheimer's disease.
We're happy there's people like you in the world.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
One of the really cool things that he's done to help in this research space is try and bridge the gap between scientists and the research with families and kind of bring them together, because typically scientists, they're very competitive. You know, you're competing for the same research dollars. Mm-hmm. Yet if you would work together, you know, you would get a lot farther and be a benefit to the families and the patients. So he built
That's
like a
nice
patient
success.
Advocacy groups, particularly with Lafora disease, and now some others, but... And helping the scientists see that if you would work together, be better for the common good for the patient.
We over me.
That's right.
Collaborative environments.
Yeah.
It's not a hard concept. But there's always been, and I don't want to come back to what you do, but even going back as a chiropractor and physical therapist, there's always, I laugh at it, you know, but there's always been, some surround, don't go to a chiropractor, you know, PT. I'm going, really? Team, what's the wide receiver going to say to the offensive line? We don't need you? Really? Come on. Common goals. I've never understood if your end goal is for the benefit of the patient, helping humanity, serving people. Yeah. If I can't help you, let me facilitate. Like, really?
If that is your motivation.
Sense. Yeah.
It makes sense to us. But some people, it's unfortunately not. It's the dominance. It's the cutthroat.
The me over we.
Were you taught in chiropractic school to not send a patient to a physical therapist?
No. There wasn't anything spoken
I was.
To that.
That was
the whole thing.
And I think it was.
We knew that.
And this was decades ago.
Yeah,
when I was in school.
Old school stuff. This is what this. Denominationalism. It's no
back
different.
Then. They used to say it was related to lobbyists. Lobbyists in Washington D.C. and who could lobby more?
Yeah, exactly.
And chiropractic had a greater lobby than physical therapy.
Yeah, I'm telling you. And the AMA did its best to kill chiropractic, and for good law keepers, you know. Anyways, we can have this conversation as friends and coworkers.
Yeah.
Back to what you're doing, Matt, I'm so fascinated with that. Do you find it's a genetic thing is the main reason for that?
Most of the diseases we work on, have a genetic basis.
And it's obviously a recessive gene, so we need something from the mom and something from the dad.
You got it.
It's got to be, one has
so
it.
So, you know,
doesn't.
The mom and dad both feel guilty because they're both carriers.
Right.
They're completely normal. They have a kid, and the kid has a 25% chance of having the disease. But every kid has 25% chance. So we've got a few families that have 3 and even 4 kids that are affected. And so they've got an 18-year-old that's at the tail end of the disease and then a 12, 10, and 4-year-old that knows where the path is headed.
And is there any way to predict this preconception? I mean, for people to do genetic testing and go, okay, you both are carriers, you might want to consider
adoption. But I mean, the five of us at the table, how many of us have had our entire genome sequenced? None of us, right? I mean, it's still pretty costly to do that. But in the future, yes. I mean,
until you know.
Right.
I mean, it's just one of those things. Right. And then you're dealing with how do we navigate?
How do we learn about this disease? Right. You know, they're ultra rare diseases. So in our community, that we know of about 300 families that have LaFora's disease, a few thousand for some of the other diseases, but you feel like you're on an island by yourself, right? And how do you educate yourself what to do as you're caring for your kid?
Yeah.
So that's incredible.
We say a lot of prayers for
rare
disease families. And it's a tough
road. And how thankful are they to have researchers like you? It's incredible. So how long were you at, you guys were at UK?
Was there for right at a dozen years.
12 years.
Wow. I was thinking it was 14.
Was it? Okay. 08 to 2022. Yeah, you're right. 14.
You guys found a good congregation up there. You guys were members of for a long time.
We did. Yep. East End Church of Christ there. Philip Shoemake, who's now at Embry Hills, was our original preacher there.
You were a deacon up there, I think, too.
I was. Yeah. We had a really great family. Still do.
Crew. Right there. Yeah. Somewhere to go visit. Somewhere to send people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Nice.
What about hobbies? What do you all like to do? Just sort of, if you could pick something fun to do for a day. What are some of y'all's interests?
Cooking and exercise.
Cooking, those are all fair. We love the outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
So Gainesville's been a great spot.
Payne's Prairie.
We love
Hawthorne
hiking.
Trail.
Mm-hmm.
We like to look at birds. We like
that
to bird
exciting.
Watch.
That sounds exciting. Okay, yeah.
You can learn a lot from a bird. Remember that bird I saw at the Tetons that one morning?
Remind
you weren't there. No, you weren't there. Me, Michelle, and Ryan Harvey at the Tetons, the greatest picture. I'll have to show you guys later.
Yeah.
Caught a duck.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that. Yeah.
With the rising sun
shadows.
Yeah.
That's right.
And we're like, Lord, you've outdone yourself. You just put a bird and all these bird brains down here with their $10,000 cameras. And I'm going, I just took out my iPhone just taking it. I'm like, good luck getting that. It was awesome.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Tetons were the best.
You just named our very favorite place in the United States.
Maybe the world.
Tetons.
The hiking there is amazing.
Phenomenal. Yeah. We were there a couple years ago.
I know. It's one of my favorites, too.
It was
amazing.
You did a group trip?
Yeah,
we did. There was, what, five couples that went?
Okay.
Yeah.
In the summer or in the snow?
It was cold when we left. Yeah, it was like September time.
September, October. Yeah. We live in Gainesville, so the Tetons are always cold.
It was very chilly.
The morning we left was like teens, which is freezing for us. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But amazing. That was, again, certain people didn't join. Certain of us that wanted to get up really early in the morning with a cup of coffee. I'm teasing him.
Yeah, I wasn't there for that.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah.
And just watch. And again, it's one of those things you go, well, Lord, if you're going to show off, here are the Tetons.
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
Amazing.
Yeah.
For sure.
So whether you're looking at a genetic code or a mountain range, like, awesome.
Yeah, it's great. So cooking, exercise, any special things you like to cook? Like, do y'all cook together? What do you do there?
We do both. Mm-hmm. Matt enjoys cooking on the weekends now, so he almost exclusively takes over.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah. Our Sunday is extremely predictable. Mm-hmm. People don't know this about us.
25 years, probably.
Yeah. Sunday morning, bacon, eggs, pancakes.
For brunch. After church.
Right. Yeah.
It's been pancakes, eggs, and bacon for...
Plain pancakes.
That sounds
Today was
really
we did
good.
Lemon ricotta.
With raspberries.
For the girls.
Wow.
Lemon curd.
Yeah.
I feel like this guy's a connoisseur. I'm learning more about you with that.
Yeah.
With the fancy food pancakes. Stuff. If you've got questions, I kind of direct them towards him.
Yeah.
With just things. He's polished.
He's polished.
He's a finished product.
Sterling silver. Sterling. There it is.
Yeah. When he wants to work out a recipe... We do it over and over and over again.
I've got the best fish and grits in town.
Shrimp and grits. Best shrimp and grits in town. And he's really good at that.
Things ever.
And Sandy, would you
working on calamari.
And I feel like he's got an iron skillet for a stomach, like spicy. You handle the spicy stuff. This guy.
You like spicy?
Yes. I do.
The spicier, the better? Because Chip's kind of like that, too.
No, I'm nowhere. He's got the iron skillet.
The hot bird. We kind of bonded at hot bird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is now out of business. Yeah.
It's because nobody eats
much
spicy stuff.
He does on his food? Have you ever seen this guy pepper?
I've not seen him
food?
Pepper.
Yeah.
The black pepper's not really spicy.
No, I would agree with that. Yeah.
It's just a camp when the food's...
No, I know, but he takes a pepper shaker... And it's an average of 13 applications is what I usually count. But his food is black always after you're done.
Yeah, it's a gray color. Yeah. And then hot sauce.
Hot sauce.
Readily available.
Cholula.
You got to pack. Your spices and your hot sauce.
We've taken spices with us. We've had to.
I'm in San Francisco.
And multiple different types of hot sauces.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
We just feel so boring over here. You guys are like cultured and stuff and do all these kinds of things.
That's crazy.
Just sit here and
it's just pancakes.
Yeah. Yeah. Just Sunday
night is nachos.
Evening. Yeah. Mm. Nachos.
A tray of nachos.
This started
every Sunday.
Yes.
Every Sunday.
And it started when Gabriella was very small, and on PBS every Sunday night is Nature, the show
Used
Nature. We love animals. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So it became Nature Nacho Night.
Nice.
Perfect. I love traditions.
Nature is no longer on Sunday night, or at least we don't watch it any longer. Mm-hmm. We usually sit down as a family and watch a movie.
And once Sandy Diego came nachos. Into play, then we kind of rolled in the guacamole. Right.
Yeah.
You got avocados everywhere. Yeah.
We do make a mean guac. He does.
We know where to go on Sundays.
We sure do. We sure do.
Yeah. We may show
up. We'll get you
an invite. Are you all hosting small group?
We are. We've done one already.
I can't wait. I know where we're getting.
Sunday brunch.
Sunday brunch.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
It does.
Matt, I'm sure since you're so smart, you probably don't make many mistakes or do like dumb things or silly things. are there any stories where you can tell us where you've ever done something that you're just like, what am I doing here? Something really stupid.
Or Sandy,
maybe she needs to tell the story because he still doesn't think this was really dumb.
Okay.
I just said the other day, we really shouldn't probably tell the guys this. Because that was kind of dumb. He's like, I still don't think that was a bad idea. So you guys be the judge.
We're the panel. Tell us what it
is. That's great. Okay. He's got a PhD. Right?
I didn't at the time.
That's the excuse.
There we go.
Yeah.
Case closed.
So maybe it wasn't
a doctor
so
yet.
Okay. All right. It wasn't dumb after all. He had a shirt that needed to be ironed.
I was in a hurry.
He was in a hurry.
Mm-hmm. I was in a hurry.
He put the shirt on.
Yes.
and tried to iron the shirt on just his body.
Lightly. Yes.
With the steam.
And then
the
he's like, ow.
Yeah, it's hot.
It'll burn you.
Yeah. What? Of course that's going to hurt you.
Yeah. That's what we learn as children. Yeah. Don't touch the iron.
You need a steamer.
We didn't learn that.
Yeah. Not no undershirt underneath, just...
I had the undershirt on, too. Okay. Yeah, so it was a protective coat there, but it's just not enough. It goes through.
How much did you do?
And I can only iron the front.
You can pull it out and kind of get...
Iron the back.
So that
crease... That'd be so impressive. Yeah.
It'll be fine.
And now I have an iron burn on my stomach.
Right. Yeah. Chest. It was really great.
I have to say, that's kind of a silly thing to do. Yeah.
What does it say, singer?
Right.
Singer. That's funny.
You know, another piece about his line of work, though, is that he's constantly touching hot stuff. So he almost has no sensation in his fingertips anymore. Right. And he'll open the oven to reach in and grab the nacho tray. And I'm like, wait, stop.
Yeah.
And
that's true.
So maybe there's
mom hands. Mom's hands never get burned.
Asbestos
hands. Cauterized. They're never hurt. Yeah. Yeah.
Asbestos hands.
That makes sense.
Working hands.
Working hands. That's right.
Like the carpenter.
So Matt ironed himself.
Yes.
He tried.
I would say that's pretty silly.
Yeah. That's but he wasn't a PhD yet. So
There is an extreme.
Right. He wasn't so smart
yet. Did you have it on the cotton setting, the hottest setting too? It was on like a little, like silk setting maybe. But
yeah.
If it was where the steam
the
was
red
like,
light wasn't beeping yet. Yeah.
Billowing like, man.
I don't think there are any good excuses for that.
Yeah, that's rough.
I love it. I've done some dumb things too. I love it.
Yeah, you haven't done anything dumb today.
Thanks, Chip.
You're doing great, bud.
If I really thought about it, there probably would have been. I don't know.
You're doing great.
Thanks.
Thanks for being here.
Okay, back to our guests.
So let's come full circle. You guys, Chip asked you at the beginning, or maybe it was Brett, is why Glen Springs. And so you said when you walked in, you just knew that you all were home. So what happened to let you all know that?
Well, interestingly, it was largely related to Katie to start with. And then some of the other FC students who had been at Ohio camp.
Okay.
In FC Ohio camp. Mm-hmm. So.
That drew us in with Gabriella.
She was from that camp.
We wanted to find a connection for Gabriella as quickly as possible since, you know, uprooting during high school is a challenge. Could be a challenge. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And there were a couple of families at East End in Lexington who, when we asked, said, oh, yeah, you got to go to Glen Springs. And that, you know, Phil Robertson is there. So you guys were the first place.
And
we
once we were here, the greeting. Yeah. The open welcome and Charlene. And
incredible friendliness.
And just the love that you see immediately.
Yeah. Brett here greeted us right away as well. Mm-hmm. And they quickly figured out because Brett and Matt were going to be working together.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And Brett said, oh, so you're the guy they're so excited is coming.
That's right. Yeah. I think you and I probably met before Sandy even came because I was interviewing, right?
We did. Yeah, we did.
And then you introduced me to Amy.
Yeah, I think. And then I think Tim helped make the connection.
Yep.
And you were still in the recruitment phase.
So I came 100%. On like a Wednesday night, I think.
You guys, and then you came as a couple.
Yep.
But you still hadn't decided at that point. I think you were still
exactly. And then we made a third visit with Gabriella.
Yeah.
Brought Gabriella as well.
Yep.
That's right. When we moved to Lexington, we spent 3 months at probably three or four different congregations.
3 months per place.
We wanted to give each place, you know, some time.
We
for
did that
us
in San Diego too.
To figure
about
that
a month
out.
At each
and
place.
Not here. Yeah. You guys were it.
Yeah.
Well, you guys have been it, and I have been so
an
impressed
amazing addition.
With a family that walks in the door and immediately starts working.
Mm-hmm.
I have been so impressed
with
you guys, all of you, all three of you.
Well,
so thankful for
you
guys.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We love the Lord, and I mean that's what you do. You work. You put yourself in there, and how else are we going to get to know you too?
Yeah, that's right. Was it hard for you? And I know we'll wrap up here soon, but. Hard for you to convince 15 of your coworkers to move down here with you? How What was that conversation
so
like?
So there were two senior folks that came with me, two other faculty.
Mm-hmm.
And we were looking to expand kind of our vision of what we wanted to do. And mm-hmm. we knew we couldn't do that at Kentucky. And, you know, we looked a little bit at Chicago, Wisconsin, Ohio State, and Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And the leadership at UF, we really bought into where they were headed.
Mm-hmm.
And all three wives wanted to live somewhere where it was warm.
Yeah. So, check that box.
Yeah. So we got that. And then when we brought our trainees down, about a dozen of them, they were all said, yeah, we'll do it. Let's go for it.
Mm.
So it's unusual to move that many people. I mm-hmm. think there were over 30 that moved.
Wow.
With family and, you know, everything.
Yeah.
But it's been good. We all agree that we would do it again.
Yeah. Well, they believe in what you're doing, so that's a great thing.
It's a good team.
Yeah.
We've got a really good group.
That's great.
Are you wearing any Gator clothes yet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You all have converted to Gator fans.
Will you stop cheering for Kentucky?
Hey.
We went to the UK-UF basketball game.
Yeah, we
cheered for UF.
That's beautiful.
We both wore orange.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah, always wear orange against Kentucky.
Right. You don't go blue.
No.
It was an orange.
It was a little conflicting, though, like internally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but look at you.
I was excited for how UK was playing, but I was excited to see how UF was handling UK, and it was a great game.
Yeah.
I'll trade the home loss for a win at Rupp.
Yeah, I was looking back. Yeah.
That never happened, so.
No. Well, we're better with you guys, so thank you.
I agree.
Honestly, we're much better with you
guys. Likewise.
No doubt.
You know, we over me. You guys exemplify that. Obviously, you're doing that in your work and your lives. So are you two.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Chip.
And with what you're doing here, you could stay here forever, right? Or not going to.
Yeah, yeah.
You won't be leaving us in 10 years after your.
Well,
time
I got worried with the six. He said 6 years. And then we're going in 6 years.
I know. I keep hearing this moving around. I'm like, wait a second. Could this be the final move?
Next stop is Dean. So,
that's the job I don't want. Yeah. I've got a good gig. I've got a really good gig. I love what we're doing. This could be the final tour.
Okay. That's good. And Sandy, will you ever go back and practice physical therapy? I know you've kept your certifications up.
Yeah, that remains to be seen. My license is still active.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're waiting to see what happens. Mm-hmm. It's always been, I want to stay at home with Gabriella. Mm-hmm. And Matt and I both have always agreed on that.
Mm-hmm.
She's about to leave. You know, she'll graduate in May.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll kind of see how life changes. My mom is now living here in Gainesville. So. Okay.
Lovely lady. Right.
Yes, she's mm-hmm. really lovely. So, you know, things are changing on all kinds of fronts.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. When I go to continuing education classes, I'm starting to feel this pang of missing it. But then kind of reality comes back. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, you know, I don't feel like I'm missing anything.
Mm-hmm.
Some ladies stay home and feel like there's something missing in their lives. Mm-hmm. I don't feel that. I feel very fulfilled. I feel like there's lots of ways I'm contributing.
And I don't think I could do my job the way what I do. If she was definitely not if you were working full time.
Yeah.
It'd be tough.
Yeah.
Yeah. CEO, the CFO,
you keep everything.
Every initial
absolutely. The engine.
Yeah.
But yes,
I think we could say that
good
for
team.
All of our wives.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
Yes, right?
Absolutely.
Oh yeah. I'd be homeless without mine. So I get it. I get it. Yeah.
You could stay with us.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you.
You guys were wonderful for coming. Equally yoked. We love that. We love the Lord.
Thank
God
you
bless
all very much.
Enjoyed it.
Yes. Thank you.